Kidnap on the California Comet by M.G. Leonard and Sam Sedgman. Read by Jot Davis. Chapter 1. Chicago. Stepping through the doors of Chicago's Union Station felt like entering a cathedral. Dragging their cases and shaking rain from their coats, Harrison Beck and his uncle Nathaniel Bradshaw stopped to admire the imposing grandeur of the vast marble hall.
"It's like a palace, library and church rolled into one," said Hal, gazing around.
"A destination station," Uncle Nat agreed. "Worthy of a visit, even if you're not catching a train. They filmed a famous gangster movie shootout here," he pointed, "on those steps."
Hal imagined the white floor splattered with fake blood and shivered.
"Where are the trains?"
"Underground," said Uncle Nat. "The tracks snake into the platforms through tunnels beneath the city."
Hal had spent the previous day riding the L, Chicago's metro system, whose trains clattered between skyscrapers on bridges above the streets, and he laughed.
"The subway is on stilts, and the trains are in tunnels."
"Exactly," Uncle Nat said, picking up his suitcase. "Now, come on, let's find the Metropolitan Lounge."
Hal followed his uncle down the marble staircase, gripping the brass banister with excitement. He'd been looking forward to this trip for weeks. Life had felt flat and dull after his journey on the Highland Falcon that summer. His baby sister, Ellie, had taken over the house with her bottles, tears, and dirty nappies, and his parents were too exhausted to be fun. But everything had changed when Uncle Nat arrived with Hal's new pet dog, Bailey. The fluffy white Samoyed was fully recovered after the excitement on the Royal Steam Train, and Hal was overjoyed to see her.
"Hal, do you remember me saying I'd been asked to travel across America on the California Comet?"
Uncle Nat had said as Hal rolled around on the floor with Bailey and his mum made tea.
"It just so happens that the dates fall in the October school holiday."
His eyes twinkled.
"What do you say? Are you ready for another adventure?"
Hal had whooped, Bailey had barked, and Hal's parents had worried about the cost. But Uncle Nat insisted it would all be taken care of. As a journalist and travel writer, he'd been asked to cover an important press conference being staged by a famous entrepreneur called August Razor. The tickets were being paid for by the newspaper.
"It's your 12th birthday in October, isn't it?" Uncle Nat said. "Consider this trip your birthday present."
Hal had needed to get a passport. He'd also bought a new sketchbook, a tin of drawing pencils, and a sharpener. The flight to Chicago had been his first time on an aeroplane. The rush of takeoff into a grey English sky was more alarming than he'd expected. Landing on the other side of the world a few hours later, blinking in the American sunshine, was disorienting. Hal realized he liked to see the places he was traveling through. He was more of a train person than a plane person. Uncle Nat stopped at the bottom of the station steps, pointing to a distant glass door.
"There's the lounge. I could do with a coffee."
"I'd like to draw the Great Hall," said Hal.
"You should. We've plenty of time. Give me a case."
Uncle Nat took the handle. "Come and find me when you're done. I'll be near the hot drinks." Taking out his sketchbook and a pencil, Hal studied the cavernous room. He drew a drum shape in the middle of the page, making the ticket kiosk the focal point of his picture. Vertical lines either side of it became Corinthian columns, holding up the vaulted ceiling from which hung the stars and stripes of an American flag as large as a ship's sail. A man in a crumpled suit, carrying a briefcase, paused at the top of the stairs to check his watch.